they seem to be.
Okay, it's, I'll say it's 7 o'clock. This is February 13th, the Municipal Budget Committee. And so we started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So I know where Katrina is, I know where Bob is, I know where Stephanie is, and I don't know about Jody. The other ones all let me know they wouldn't be able to make. Okay. All right, let's start with the minutes. We have three sets of minutes. We'll start with the January 9th minutes, supplemental public hearing on the budgets. Any changes or corrections?
Do you want a motion?
Sure.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes written.
Okay, Sue makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Susan seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay, now let's go to the next set. This is from the deliberative session.
Motion.
Okay.
I don't want to.
No, that's fine. I want to give people at least a minute. Okay. That's not more than a minute.
Oh, see, I always read them when they come in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. All right. Sue makes a motion to approve these.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Todd seconds. All in favor? Aye. Okay. One more. These are pretty extensive. These took me hours. This is from the deliberative session.
I will make a motion to approve.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Susan made the motion. Sue second. All in favor? Okay. Good. Okay. Now we'll go to the town reports. The first thing there is the encumbrances. And Sue, maybe you know this. I was looking at the encumbrances and then I'm looking at the budget. Is this already subtracted out in the bottom line? Because I didn't see, there's 2017 encumbrances in here. If you look at page 9.
That, and I'll be honest with you, that was one of the, I had a bunch of questions for Donna.
Okay.
But she was trying to get the town report.
I know, she's really busy now, so I didn't want to bother her.
No, the only thing I caught about the revenue, but I had a bunch of questions and I could tell it wasn't a good time. And so I said that this is a misprint as far as the revenue, but I didn't see where that was reflected in here.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
And maybe it's not. So maybe the surplus is the 158,000 minus the 51.
It might be, but okay. I don't want to say. I will
All right.
find out for
All right.
sure.
Just check with Donna. I didn't want to call her and bother her either, because I know she's busy. Okay.
I will check on that.
All right. Okay, what was it about the revenue?
It just has the wrong date on it, where it says actual revenue on the first page.
Oh.
It should say 2019.
So
2017. I apologize.
Okay.
2017.
All right.
There's just a couple of typos, but again, I wasn't going to...
No.
I just told her I'd bring it up under solid waste on the second page. It's supposed to say purchase new skids.
Oh, skids.
Yeah. But again, I could just tell it's been...
That's fine. We all know what she's talking about.
And I did ask her about the unemployment increase, why that went up so, because that's usually based on claims. And I'm not aware of any, so she was checking on that. I said, don't worry about it. I'll just tell them that I asked about that. And we
okay.
can, I figure if you have that question too, I can ask her.
Then I had a question on the highway department, I thought.
Okay,
if you look at page 4, it shows Winter Highway with a $37,000.
Right.
But then if you go to page 9, where she lists the
warrants.
Yeah, it shows that we used the whole 100,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't get that.
That's what it says under notes.
I didn't either, that's another thing.
Okay.
I have this fully yellow, but again, I really didn't.
All right.
Go over that again for me, will you?
Okay.
Page four.
If you look at page,
Page four.
Page four. Okay. On total winter highway, it shows that we're in the red by $37,000.
Yep.
Okay? So we know that's going to come out of that $100,000 warrant article.
Yep.
Okay, if you look at page nine, all the warrant articles are listed, and it shows excess winter road maintenance, $100,000, and that we've used $100,000.
That's what she has in her note on page two as well, though.
Right, but I don't get that.
I didn't remember us using it.
What that would imply to me is that there was $63,000 extra that were expended on the warrant article.
No, I think it's 137,000.
We're over
137,000.
Well, see, that's what I don't know. That's what I want to know. I thought maybe that's what she meant, that we were over 137.
I think we're over 37,706 after we take that 100,000 out.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So just clarify.
That doesn't make sense to me. What Lynn just said, 37,000, okay, that means there was a 37 overage. We should be able to go to the warrant article. We go into the warrant article, and there's 100,000.
But the warrant article shows us spent.
We've spent the whole 100,000.
And we're still 37,000 over.
I guess that would make sense they could theoretically have spent everything that was in the operating budget. Then they could have spent everything that was in the 100,000. But that kind of doesn't make sense
to me.
Exactly. You're just exactly run into that.
Yeah.
And see, it would show.
Wouldn't it show like?
It would show here because.
It would show you being over on. Like, as an example.
Like, the winter payroll,
yeah.
180,
yeah.
And we spent 192, but there's not an extra 100,000 put in there. I don't know.
I know what she's asking. I think
how much money, I guess the question is, how much money was actually spent on winter road maintenance?
Right here.
How much did we, yeah, and did that include...
It's written here on page four, Dick. See?
It says 137.
No. 311. Actually spent on page four.
All right. Page four. Let me look at that.
That's okay.
I thought we looked at 30-something thousand.
Yeah, that's the
deficit. That's,
where
you
that's
see the
deficit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Page four.
Right at second.
Total winter.
There you go.
Yeah, so, I think to make sense, it should have added up to being over
237,901.
And then there would be a line in there that said, there wouldn't be a line that said, like,
okay,
move or whatever.
But normally the way she shows it is like this, and then she shows the warrant article.
Yeah.
It's got 63,000 left. But,
right.
But,
oh, it'd
I don't
be
know.
Even easier if she just added a line that said, like,
yeah, excess winter road maintenance. Yeah,
of the 100,000. Yeah.
So I think that's why she did the note in the front saying that after it was moved from the warrant.
But that just makes
article.
It more confusing.
I still don't get it. Okay.
Well, remember in December, I kept saying I'd like that 100,000 put in there.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, Dennis waits till
right."
And it's like, okay.
Right. But anyway,
there's a similar question on the road reconstruction. Because the road reconstruction, the warrant articles also shows is fully spent. But the total highway budget is under by 14,000.
But that's a separate warrant article.
That's
the road reconstruction.
But I guess my point being the costs for that
they don't go in the
aren't
budget
here, so it's
they don't go
possible
in the budget
the 100,000
at all.
100,000 aren't in here as well. I guess was where I was going with that thought.
Oh, but it has to be used for winter road maintenance. It can't be used for anything else.
Right. Mm.
It's not like we can just add it to the budget
right.
if we need more for the. For something else, we can't do that.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah,
but I'm pointing out the accounting is the same on both of them.
Know.
So
I'm sorry, but that doesn't compute. If they only went over 37,000, something like that, on the total maintenance for winter, then that should show 37,000 in the excess road maintenance.
That the 37 was taken out.
And it shows 100.
That's what she's asking about.
Yeah. That's why I'm questioning you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's my question then.
Yeah.
We should have, according to what I see here, we spent 471,000.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So
we'll
anyway.
We'll find out for sure about that.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the town? Well, okay, we started with the encumbrances. We got that. On the or the encumbrances or the town expense. So I don't know if we have 100,000 left over or 158,000 left over. But Sue will find out for us. Anything else? We're all good with the rest? I didn't have her bother to give us a accounting for the month of January.
I asked her about that Monday, and she said no. She said she just wanted the end of the year.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Yeah, overwhelm her.
And, you know, one
don't
month.
Don't ever quit one this week.
Yeah, one month is sort of immaterial, so I didn't want to give her too much. Okay, good. Now we go to the school. Is it me, or does everybody else have a hard time reading this?
No. I'm of the age that
I
can read it with my readers on.
But I, even with my, I don't know, it's just so pale.
Yes.
Isn't it hard to read?
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, see the function line, how nice and bright that is?
Yeah.
If it were all like that, it would be nice.
Okay, I'm going to send Karen a little note.
I don't think we're out of ink, so. Well, see, when you get to be our age.
Yeah, you know why? You know, yeah, it's
a different font.
You know what? I have no idea, but traditionally, like whether it's Excel or PowerPoint, their default is like this condensed light gray font,
and they just have to. The bold is for the categories.
Yeah, I don't know why it's. Yeah, it should be a pretty simple change, but yeah, you're right. It does look like they're out of toner.
Yeah.
Well, this is no, but we're not.
But it's not.
Reprinted.
Yeah.
So
and everything else comes out good.
Yeah.
So we get it by email, and everything else looks okay. But it's always this report. Okay, I'm glad.
I just highlight and.
I'm glad it's not. I know. I just glad it's not just me. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the proposed budget adjustments first. Any questions on this one?
Did they have that anti? Bullying thing?
No, not yet.
I think it got, was it postponed?
No. I keep getting emails on it. It's coming out.
I saw something. I saw something today.
It might have been Pinkerton.
It's in the future.
Okay.
Do you see Raymond is talking about going to Pinkerton?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. It was in the paper yesterday.
How long ago did they build that school?
Well, they did the middle school. The high school's been there a while. The middle school, they redid the whole thing.
But they're thinking of putting grammar school kids up in the high school.
It is packed. I'm telling you from experience, it's packed. The same with Deerfield.
How many high schools does... They must have a lot. Can Pinkerton hold that many more kids?
That's what I was wondering.
That's a lot of kids.
That's what I was wondering.
They're already at like 3,500.
Yeah, they're getting to there.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it kind of interesting. Okay. Okay, any questions on the transfers?
I think I know the answer, but I could be totally wrong. But the legal and consulting fees, like, they say that they're higher than budgeted. That just poses the question, like, what's going on? Like, do we have some sort of problem that...
Oh, remember, they did have to negotiate the contract. I asked about this before, and it was... I think Stephanie said that it was part of because of the negotiation of the contract. But
that
we
would
can
have
still
been hired prior to January.
Well, I guess I think what Todd's really asking is this any, indicative of something?
Yeah, I'll ask if there are any special issues
is there
that are coming
up. Something happening because they're potential. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'll just send Stephanie the question.
Can we go to the general fund revenue? Or are we going
okay,
to
let's finish
this.
Okay. Any other questions on the budget adjustment? Okay, no, yeah. Let's look at general fund revenue report.
Does anyone happen to know if the Keno money, is that put under kindergarten aid?
That's the kindergarten aid. Now, I don't know why.
But I thought they had that before Keno. I thought we had kindergarten aid before Keno. Is that, we didn't?
Isn't Keno just a portion of it? It's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. If they threw it in this line. Is it in that line?
I don't remember that. I don't.
I don't have my big fat thing with me.
I used to, but I didn't bring it today because I didn't feel like carrying it.
Yeah, really. I just was curious if the Keno was in there.
I'll ask if that's the Keno money.
Or if part of it, if they put it in there. I'm just wondering where it.
Is the Keno distribution specific to what's earned in the town?
No. It's divided up whether we have Keno.
Wouldn't make sense, but whatever.
So we don't need Keno.
Yeah, it would kind of, sort of, but it's not.
Get everybody to vote for it.
Yeah, but it's not.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
You don't vote for it because you're getting the money regardless.
Yeah, you get the money with her.
I mean, people can vote how they want, but, I mean, you don't need that to have Keno in your town.
That tends to be the
right people
pattern.
Yeah.
You think that, we're going to get more money. We won't get more money.
No.
No.
I think Manchester can afford more Keno places.
Okay. Any other questions on the revenue report? And the expenditure report.
And this is our last year for Central, correct?
I think so, yeah.
I think it is.
But we're still paying them. We still pay capital costs till 2020. We continue to pay capital costs, even though we probably won't have any kids there.
So it doesn't end in June of this year. It will be in next year's budget also?
Yes.
Because that's 19 to 20.
Yeah. I think that'll be the last one.
Okay.
The capital cost for Central. Because how many years have we been at Pinkerton? 3?
2. Oh, I think maybe the third was...
Yeah,
they got a chore. It was some weird choices. Thing, but
yeah, I think so.
My daughter was the first real full like
the one the year that everybody
first
went.
Everyone went.
But then okay, so if the year before your daughter, the kids that chose to go to Central,
they could pick. Yeah.
Or pick.
Then they stayed. Then they've got the 4 years.
Right.
So we may have a couple left. Okay. Any questions on the expenditure report? Okay. Any other issues that anyone would like to bring forward?
Well, thank you all for putting up with me for this whole year, and I've had a good time, and it's a good crew. And
you're coming back next year, though.
I don't have, only God knows that, and she doesn't talk.
It's better that way, believe me. Surprises.
Okay, March, we usually cancel our meeting because our meeting would come the day after town meeting, and we don't really...
Well, we all do go down and vote. March 12th.
Yes, and then, but March 13th, which is the second Wednesday, we won't have a meeting. So our next meeting will be April 10th.
And then you and Bob are up and you both ran, and nobody, you're unopposed.
So it's going to be the same group.
That's good. No, I'm really glad. Yeah. This is a really good group.
I think it takes a while to learn.
I feel like
this.
I'm just kind of getting the hang of it now.
Yeah.
And then they change the rules, so it's all right.
No, I'm really glad. We have a really, really good group, and I'm really glad to keep it that way. We don't agree, but we don't get nasty and insulting. And,
thank you for stepping up to the plate and...
Yeah, it's good.
Doing that.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Todd moves to adjourn. And Sue seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Have a lovely evening.
Short and sweet.